Now then, is the Prime Minister David Cameron right to say that Britain is a Christian country? It's something he said last week in an article for the Church Times newspaper, in which Mr Cameron wrote about his own faith and his desire to infuse politics with Christian ideals and values. However, some leading figures say it's wrong to make this kind of claim and that Mr Cameron actually risks sowing alienation and division in society. More than 50 writers, scientists, broadcasters and academics have signed an open letter expressing concern at what they call the negative consequences of the Prime Minister's assertion in a country where most people do not describe themselves as Christian. Andrew Copson is from the British Humanist Association, is with us on the line now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Welcome to the programme. What's wrong with David Cameron saying that he wants to put some Christian values into politics? They're generally speaking good, widely accepted values, aren't they?
Well, what our letter at the weekend criticised was not that. It was David Cameron's characterisation of Britain as a Christian country, and secondly, his wish to promote Britain as a Christian country.
Well, we are.
I mean, build policies on that.
Traditionally, we are essentially a Christian country. Whether we're actually churchgoers or not, most people in this country sort of have grown up with Christian principles underlying what they do in their lives. Certain beliefs, they may not be biblically based beliefs, and they may not be beliefs that are backed up by going to church regularly. But fundamentally, most people in this country would adhere to Christian, what they would say, broad Christian principles.
If you ask people in this country, do you have a religion, yes or no, and if so, what religion is it? Only 43% of people say Christian. Most people, as you've said, don't engage in any sort of formal religious practice. Over 60% of people never go to any religious service. And in terms of beliefs, only a minority of people have Orthodox Christian beliefs that Jesus is the Son of God, for example. If you ask people where they get their morality from, over 60% of people say they don't get it from religion, they don't get it from Christianity, but from other places, their family, the values of wider society, their own empathy and sympathy. So I think that what you've said is untrue. I think that in practice, our morality, our values in this country are not based on Christianity. They're based on our own empathy and sympathy and social experience, the teachings of our parents and on other experiences that we have in our lives. And I think actually that what you've said is quite alienating to someone like me, who, for example, is British, is not a Christian. My parents were not Christians. My grandparents were not Christians. Many people like me, who are very British, feel British, feel that their national identity is somehow compromised if politicians, if our elected government, continue to say that we are a Christian country. And if it's true for me, it's just as true for more recent arrivals, more recent British people to this country who have either non-religious beliefs like me or other non-Christian religious ones. So I think there are genuine dangers in this mischaracterisation.
What should he have said instead then? I mean, could he have been more all-embracing, more all-encompassing? I remember Prince Charles, for example, saying that, you know, if and when the time comes when he takes the coronation oath, he doesn't want to be defender of the faith. He wants to be defender of faiths. He wants to, you know, as monarch, he will want to embrace everybody's belief system. Could David Cameron, or should David Cameron, have done something a bit more along those lines?
I think the appropriate role for a government in a very diverse democratic society like ours is to acknowledge the diversity that exists, acknowledge that people have a range of different non-religious and religious beliefs, and if they then want to go further and try and build some shared British identity out of that, they have to try and make use of shared values. Now, there's a substantial shared common ground between people in Britain, whether they're religious or not religious, and of whatever religion they are. Values of tolerance, of respect for the rule of law, of democracy, of neighbourliness and so on and so forth are pretty common and pretty widely shared. Now, that's the sort of basis on which we can build a shared British identity.
Isn't that probably what David Cameron meant? He just allowed his own Christian leanings perhaps to show a bit too much?
I don't know if that's what he meant. I mean, I read very carefully his article in the Church Times, and I read very carefully his speech to Christians at Downing Street in Easter, which our letter of the weekend was also based on. And I read very carefully everything else that he wrote and said about this. And I, you know, the conclusion that I drew was that, you know, he is a Christian, that he meant what he said about wanting Britain to be proud of and proclaim its status as a Christian country, and that he really did mean that. And so, you know, maybe you're right, maybe he actually meant to say we're a shared, diverse society with many good values.
But that's not what he said. Do you think there is, just briefly, we must stop in a second, do you think there is a political dimension to this? We're not that far away from a general election. Is he actually making a particular call to a certain percentage of the potential electorate?
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not a political commentator, so I don't know if that's the case. I decide instead to take him at his word, and that what he was doing was, as someone who thinks that Christianity should have a bigger role in our politics, simply stating that fact. I disagree with him, and all the signatories of our letter at the weekend disagree with him for the reasons that I've said. I think that if we want to build an inclusive national identity, inclusive British national identity, we need to accommodate all the diversity of society. And I think that we don't want to bring religious organisations more into our state and public services, because that will create divisions and discrimination.
Andrew, good to speak to you this morning. Thank you for coming on BBC Radio York. Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Association. What do you think? Has the